With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President-elect Trump's Pentagon pick may be in jeopardy. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Pete Hegseth is fighting to hold on to his cabinet nomination amid growing questions about his personal conduct. The former Fox News host faces allegations of sexual misconduct, drunken misbehavior, and financial mismanagement at a veterans nonprofit. The Wall Street Journal and other media outlets are reporting that Donald Trump is now considering alternatives for Defense Secretary, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's a triple threat of miserable weather making its way through much of the country, correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Snow, rain, and cold. Millions of Americans are going to see some of that as Mother Nature keeps battering parts of the U.S. Forecasters blame a storm that's been traveling across Canada for snow they say is targeting areas from New York to Minnesota today. In parts of Texas and Louisiana, it's thunderstorms. And as for that cold, temperatures in areas of the Mid-Atlantic and Southeast will be 10 to 15 degrees below average, says the National Weather Service. In the West, dry and warm conditions, say forecasters. I'm Rita Foley.
UnitedHealthcare's CEO has been shot and killed in what police say is a brazen targeted attack outside a Manhattan hotel where the health insurer was holding its investor conference. The shooting rattled the city and set off a massive dragnet hours before the annual Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting. 50-year-old Brian Thompson was shot about 6:45 a.m. Wednesday as he walked alone to the New York Hilton Midtown from a nearby hotel. On Wall Street, the Dow by 308 points. This is SRN News. Good news on abortion from the CDC.
According to the latest data, the number of abortions in this country decreased 2% in the year following the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade. Also, the abortion rate decreased 3% and the abortion ratio decreased 2%. In every state where pro-life laws were passed, the total number of abortions and the abortion rate has declined following the repeal of Roe. Meanwhile, some states have voted to expand abortion within their borders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California lawmakers began a special session aimed at protecting their liberal agenda from anything President Trump might do during his second term. At the prompting of Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, the legislature will first vote to give the state attorney general more funding in anticipation of new federal challenges. Newsom says he wants to protect California's status as an abortion destination for women from other states. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
But stocks reached more records after tech companies talked about how much artificial intelligence is boosting their results. The S&P 500 climbed 0.6% to add to what looks like one of the best years of the millennium. The Dow gained 0.7%, while the NASDAQ Composite added 1.3% to its own record. Salesforce pulled the market higher after highlighting its artificial intelligence offering for customers. Marvel Technology jumped even more after saying it's seeing strong demand from AI. Bitcoin climbed after President-elect Trump nominated a crypto advocate to head the SEC. The Dow was higher 308 points to close at 45,014. The NASDAQ gained 254 to 19,735. The S&P adding 36 points to 6086. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.